Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And a lot to get to this week, MLB Awards week. So I'll probably be doing a couple episodes just talking about that. Baseball awards, I think... When I think about baseball's awards, I think they're the ones that have the most meaning. I think they are the ones that we talk about the most. Like, we talk a little bit about the NFL MVP chase, but, like, it gets announced the night, or a couple days before the Super Bowl. It's basically just who the best quarterback is. When you talk, NBA has its MVP, kind of know who it's largely going to be. It's just whoever... score the most points or something like that. NHL, I guess, has it too. But, like, baseball has the tradition of doing both leagues. It's the Cy Young. And it's not just the MVP, which is, like, the award that matters in the other sports. There's the Cy Young, the MVP, Rookie of the Year, like, everything that goes with it. So I've always believed that baseball has just the best awards in general. Also, they drag it out the longest. The NBA used to do its dumb... end of season award show after the finals, and now they're back to doing it the way they should do it, which is that they give out the award prior to a playoff game. Like, if that player's in the playoffs, they did it with Allen Iverson, did it with Joel Embiid. Like, that is the best way to do it. If you can give out the MVP, that way. So baseball, so last night we learned that Nick Kurtz in the American League from the A's, unanimous, he had a 290, 383, 619 slash line, led all rookies with 36 homers, 86 RBIs, 90 runs scored. Like, he was such an odds-on favorite to win Rookie of the Year that they pulled the odds down, like, way, way in advance. Drake Baldwin was the NL Rookie of the Year. Catcher from the Braves, 274, 341, 469 slash line with 19 home runs, had a 3 WAR, and it was one of the better catchers in the game. So, you're talking about two guys there who were definitely deserving when you talk about the awards they got. Tonight is Manager of the Year. We got Wednesday night. We'll get the Cy Young, and then Thursday, that puts a wrap on everything. The league MVPs will officially be announced. We already had the Gold Gloves the day after the season ended. I mean, just like a little quick. Like, who were we? A little quick, and like during Sunday Night Football, no one was asking for it. For anyone who missed it, the AL Gold Gloves was Dylan catcher Dylan Dingler from the Tigers, first base Ty France from the Blue Jays, second base Marcus Semien from the Rangers, third base Mikel Garcia from the Royals, Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., also from the Royals. Left field, Stephen Kwan from the Guardians. Center field, Sidani Rafaela from the Red Sox. Right field, Willier Abreu, or Willier, I believe, Abreu is how you say it. Again, also from Boston. Pitcher, the good old pitcher, Gold Glove Max Fried from the Yankees. And utility Mauricio Dubon from the Astros. And then apparently the team Gold Glove went to the Rangers. Platinum Glove went to Bobby Witt Jr. From the National League, Patrick Bailey, catcher from the Giants, got it. Matt Olson, first baseman from the Braves. Second baseman, Nico Horner. Third baseman, Brian Hayes. By the way, Braves, Cubs, Reds, respectively there. Mason Wynn, by the way, got a little Phillies connection there. Brian Hayes' dad, Charlie Hayes. Shortstop Mason Wynn from the Cardinals. Left field, Ian Happ from the Cubs. Center field, Pete Carroll Armstrong, also from the Cubs. Right field, Fernando Tatis Jr. from the Padres. Pitcher, Logan Webb from the Giants. Utility, Javier Sanoa from the Marlins. Team Cubs. Platinum glove went to Fernando Tatis Jr. No real Philly snubs there. I guess you could say Stott might have had an argument over Horner. Probably not, but like him. Turner was improved on defense, not Gold Glove worthy. Don't think Harper's better than Matt Olson over at first. And no one in the outfield. You know, I guess you could argue Bader is a pretty good defensive center fielder over PCA, but he didn't spend all his time in one league, so that kind of hurts him. And then the Silver Sluggers also came out. You had Cal Raleigh. This is from the AL. Cal Raleigh for the Mariners. Nick Kurtz, who ended up winning Rookie of the Year, as I mentioned. First base from the Athletics. Not a bad rookie season for him. Second base, Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Yankees. Third base, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians. Shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr. Wonder how many guys have won a Silver Slugger and a Gold Glove literally in the same year. Outfield, Aaron Judge from the Yankees, obviously. Outfield, but it, also interesting that they do left field, center field, right field for Gold Glove, but three outfield spots for Silver Slugger. So outfield is Aaron Judge, Yankees, Byron Buxton, Twins, Riley Green, Tigers, George Springer, DH, Blue Jays, Zach McKinstry, utility from the Tigers. Team Silver Slugger goes to the Yankees. In the American League, Hunter Goodman from the Rockies, Pete Alonso from the Mets, Ketel Marte, Diamondbacks, Manny Machado, Padres, Geraldo Perdomo, Diamondbacks, Juan Soto, Mets, Corbin Carroll, Diamondbacks, Kyle Tucker, Cubs, Shohei Ohtani, Dodgers, and Alec Burleson from the Cardinals. And again, the team goes to the Dodgers. So we have, as I mentioned, Kurtz and Baldwin, Rookie of the Year. Manager of the Year tonight, feels like the favorites are Stephen Vogt with the Guardians for just what they did down the stretch, overcoming a 15.5 game deficit in the division. Didn't end up mattering because they lost in the wild card round to the Tigers that had anyway, but this voting all happens at the end of the regular season. So my guess goes to him. Pat Murphy from the Brewers feels like he's destined to get it. Rob Thomson is in the mix tonight. I would like to see him get it. Just don't think it's in the cards. Which is crazy because, again, so many people wanted an NL Manager of the Year candidate gone, but I get that's life in the major leagues. And then maybe on tomorrow's show we'll do a little bit of a Cy Young preview, MVP preview. Schwarber in the mix for MVP. Christopher Sanchez in the mix for NL Cy Young. So maybe we'll kind of take a look at all that, what Phillies have a chance to clean up here in awards. And then baseball season, just a couple of days, will officially be over. We'll have all these awards down. So we'll be in the dog days of the GM meetings, the winter meetings, and I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about on the show each and every day. And, you know, never a shortage of content, so to speak. It's just, you know, it sucks when you're in the middle of, like, December and you're trying to figure out, all right, as a baseball fan, what can I get up and be excited about today? Always found that to be pretty interesting. So yeah, on tomorrow's show, probably get into more award reaction. Always try and get this done. I think it's the full week before, like a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. Like, they never go the week before. It's always like 2 weeks before. So they wrap things up when a couple weeks after the World Series is done. So yeah, we'll definitely talk about that on tomorrow's show for sure. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to this week. MLB Awards week. So I'll probably be doing a couple episodes just talking about that. Baseball awards, I think, when I think about baseball's awards, I think they're the ones that have the most meaning. I think they are the ones that we talk about the most. Like, we talk a little bit about the NFL MVP chase, but like, it gets announced the night, or a couple days before the Super Bowl. It's basically just who the best quarterback is. When you talk, NBA has its MVP, kind of know who it's largely going to be. It's just whoever, score the most points or something like that. NHL, I guess, has it too. But like, baseball has the tradition of doing both leagues. It's the Cy Young. And it's not just the MVP, which is like the award that matters in the other sports. There's the Cy Young, the MVP, Rookie of the Year, like everything that goes with it. So I've always believed that baseball has just the best awards in general. Also, they drag it out the longest. The NBA used to do its dumb end of season award show after the finals, and now they're back to doing it the way they should do it, which is that they give out the award prior to a playoff game. Like, if that player's in the playoffs, they did it with Allen Iverson, did it with Joel Embiid. Like, that is the best way to do it. If you can give out the MVP, that way. So baseball, so last night we learned that Nick Kurtz in the American League from the A's, unanimous, he had a 290, 383, 619 slash line, led all rookies with 36 homers, 86 RBIs, 90 runs scored. Like, he was such an odds-on favorite to win Rookie of the Year that they pulled the odds down, way, way in advance. Drake Baldwin was the NL Rookie of the Year. Catcher from the Braves, 274, 341, 469 slash line with 19 home runs, had a 3 WAR, and it was one of the better catchers in the game. So, you're talking about two guys there who are definitely deserving when you talk about the awards they got. Tonight is Manager of the Year. We got Wednesday night. We'll get the Cy Young, and then Thursday, that puts a wrap on everything. The league MVPs will officially be announced. We already had the Gold Gloves the day after the season ended. I mean, just like a little quick. Like, who are we? A little quick, and like during Sunday Night Football, no one was asking for it. For anyone who missed it, the AL Gold Gloves was Dylan catcher Dylan Dingler from the Tigers, first base Ty France from the Blue Jays, second base Marcus Semien from the Rangers, third base Mikel Garcia from the Royals, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. also from the Royals, left field Stephen Kwan from the Guardians, center field Sidani Rafaela from the Red Sox, right field Willie Abreu is how you say it. Again, also from Boston, pitcher, the good old pitcher, Gold Glove, Max Fried from the Yankees, and utility Mauricio Dubon from the Astros. And then apparently the team Gold Glove went to the Rangers. Platinum Glove went to Bobby Witt Jr. From the National League, Patrick Bailey, catcher from the Giants, got it. Matt Olson, first baseman from the Braves, second baseman Nico Hoerner, third baseman Ke'Bryan Hayes. By the way, Braves, Cubs, Reds, respectively there. Mason Wynn, by the way, got a little Phillies connection there. Ke'Bryan Hayes' dad, Charlie Hayes. Shortstop Mason Wynn from the Cardinals. Left field Ian Happ from the Cubs. Center field Pete Crow Armstrong, also from the Cubs. Right field Fernando Tatis Jr. from the Padres. Pitcher Logan Webb from the Giants. Utility Javier Sanoa from the Marlins. Team Cubs. Platinum Glove went to Fernando Tatis Jr. No real Philly snubs there. I guess you could say Stott might have had an argument over Hoerner. Probably not. But, him, Turner was improved on defense, not Gold Glove worthy. Don't think Harper's better than Matt Olson over at first. And no one in the outfield. You know, I guess you could argue Bader is a pretty good defensive center fielder over PCA, but he didn't spend all his time in one league, so that kind of hurts him. And then the Silver Sluggers also came out. You had Cal Raleigh. This is from the AL. Cal Raleigh for the Mariners. Nick Kurtz, who ended up winning Rookie of the Year, as I mentioned. First base from the Athletics. Not a bad rookie season for him. Second base, Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Yankees. Third base, Jose Ramirez from the Guardians. Shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr. Wonder how many guys have won a Silver Slugger and a Gold Glove literally in the same year. Outfield, Aaron Judge from the Yankees, obviously. Outfield, but it, also interesting that they do left field, center field, right field for Gold Glove, but three outfield spots for Silver Slugger. So outfield is Aaron Judge, Yankees, Byron Buxton, Twins, Riley Green, Tigers, George Springer, DH, Blue Jays, Zach McKinstry, utility from the Tigers. Team Silver Slugger goes to the Yankees. In the American League, Hunter Goodman from the Rockies, Pete Alonso from the Mets, Ketel Marte, Diamondbacks, Manny Machado, Padres, Geraldo Perdomo, Diamondbacks, Juan Soto, Mets, Corbin Carroll, Diamondbacks, Kyle Tucker, Cubs, Shohei Ohtani, Dodgers, and Alec Burleson from the Cardinals. And again, the team goes to the Dodgers. So we have, as I mentioned, Kurtz and Baldwin, Rookie of the Year. Manager of the Year tonight, it feels like the favorites are Stephen Vogt with the Guardians for just what they did down the stretch, overcoming a 15.5 game deficit in the division. It didn't end up mattering because they lost in the wild card round to the Tigers that had anyway, but this voting all happens at the end of the regular season. So my guess goes to him. Pat Murphy from the Brewers feels like he's destined to get it. Rob Thompson is in the mix tonight. I would like to see him get it. Just don't think it's in the cards. Which is crazy because, again, so many people wanted an NL Manager of the Year candidate gone, but I get that's life in the major leagues. And then maybe on tomorrow's show we'll do a little bit of a Cy Young preview, MVP preview. Schwarber in the mix for MVP. Christopher Sanchez in the mix for NL Cy Young. So maybe we'll kind of take a look at all that, what Phillies have a chance to clean up here in awards. And then baseball season, just a couple of days, will officially be over. We'll have all these awards down. So we'll be in the dog days at the GM meetings, the winter meetings, and I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about on the show each and every day. And, you know, never a shortage of content, so to speak. It's just, you know, it sucks when you're in the middle of, like, December and you're trying to figure out, all right, as a baseball fan, what can I get up and be excited about today? Always found that to be pretty interesting. So yeah, on tomorrow's show, probably get into more award reaction. Always try and get this done. I think it's the full week before, like a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. Like, they never go the week before. It's always like 2 weeks before. So they wrap things up when a couple weeks after the World Series is done. So yeah, we'll definitely talk about that on tomorrow's show for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.